This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Scott Finn. Over the weekend, The Times published a story about Gretchen Milanin. She's a Spring Hill woman who suffered from a rare condition in which she was in a perpetual state of sexual arousal. The story was published online on Friday, in the newspaper on Sunday, and sometime between Thursday and Saturday, we don't know when, Ms. Milanin committed suicide. This is a special Making Sense of the Media. I'm joined by Kelly McBride, as usual. She's director of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. And joining her in the studio at Poynter is Mike Wilson. He's managing editor of the Tampa Bay Times.
Mike, is there a direct connection between the story and Gretchen's suicide?
It's impossible to tell. The reasons people commit suicide are complex and many-faceted. And experts warn journalists against oversimplifying the causes for suicide. I happened in the past to have read a good book by a Johns Hopkins researcher named Kay Jamison called Night Falls Fast, Understanding Suicide. And in that book, she says, of those who attempt suicide, predicting who will go on to complete the act is one of the most difficult, frustrating, and essential clinical problems that there is. So ultimately, I think the question is beyond my understanding. I only know that I'm sorry that she made the choice and that I'm proud that our journalists treated her in a humane and sensitive way throughout.
Gretchen had a history of suicide attempts. That was revealed in the reporting. Did you or your reporters have any concerns as they were reporting the story about her emotional stability?
We had concerns about Gretchen as a person because we knew that she had attempted to take her life before. And as we got to know her, of course, we asked a lot of questions about her state of mind and sought to find out if she felt strong enough, well enough to talk about this issue with us. She repeatedly assured us that she did, that it was important to her to talk about how ostracized, how misunderstood she felt because of this unusual condition she had.
Whenever a private person opens up to journalists, they become even more vulnerable because they lose the ability to tell their story. What kinds of things did you do to gain Gretchen's trust and to make her feel more comfortable with the process?
One of the most important things Leonora did was meet with Gretchen in person. She sat with her for 3.5 hours in their first interview and listened to her story in great detail. Leonora took the unusual step of reading the story word for word to Gretchen so she would not be surprised by anything we were saying, and to check for accuracy and make sure that Gretchen was comfortable with what the story would actually say.
Obviously, you didn't anticipate that she would commit suicide or that she would commit suicide so close to the publication of the story. In hindsight, are you comfortable with the journalistic purpose of the story still?
Very much so. Gretchen had an important story to tell. She suffered from a real medical condition other people have dealt with, and we know from our reporting that these people get very little sympathy or understanding from their communities and sometimes from medical professionals. So we thought there was great value to her story, and we thought that, as she did, that we could do a service by letting people know what she was going through and informing them about this. I think that while we're upset and heartbroken about the awful decision she made, I think her legacy is that she stepped forward to tell a story that needed to be told. And so I hope that in spite of the tragedy, that some good comes of this.
That's Mike Wilson, managing editor of the Tampa Bay Times, and Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project asking the questions there. Thank you both so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.